Hello and welcome to the Mullooly Asset Management Podcast for Tuesday, January 18th. I am Tom Mullooly, and what we normally do during these podcasts is we take the weekly column written by John Dorfman on Bloomberg News. John Dorfman is a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg. He's also a money manager. He runs a firm called Thunderstorm Capital out of Boston. And every week his column carries a couple of different stock ideas that he's considering buying for his clients and his own portfolio. What we like to do is we take Dorfman's recommendations. They're not recommendations of our own, but we take his recommendations, we throw them up on a point and figure chart, and then we come to our own conclusions. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but we want to make sure that people understand that we're not recommending these stocks. These are stocks recommended by an outside money manager, John Dorfman. And if that name sounds familiar to you, you may have seen his column every now and then in your local paper. I know here in central New Jersey, our local paper is the Asbury Park Press. His column is carried every Sunday. And so although his column was printed yesterday, January 17th, a Monday, this column will not run in the local paper, the Asbury Park Press, until next Sunday. That's the 23rd of January. However, you can get our own feelings about these particular companies right now. You can find these podcasts on our website, mullooly.net, or you can find them on iTunes as well. So this week in the January 17th column, Dorfman writes about a couple of stocks that lost value during the fourth quarter of 2010. The fourth quarter was so strong that he said it was easy to pick out stocks that actually lost value in the fourth quarter. And so he came up with a couple of names. The first one was Abbott Labs, and the symbol is ABT. Now, the drug group on point and figure charts just moved into favored territory. Abbott Labs has been in positive weekly momentum for 5 weeks. However, they've been on a relative strength sell signal against the market for almost 2 years now. And what that means is when they're on a relative strength sell signal is that they may go up with the market, but they're going to tend to lag the rest of the group. If the market is going down, charts with relative strength sell signals tend to move down a little faster than the rest of the gang. So Abbott Labs, ABT, the stock broke through its overhead resistance, which is normally a really positive sign. And they did that in October when the stock got up to 53. But since then, the stock's now trading between 46 and 47 at the time we're recording this. The stock has come all the way back to its support line here at 47. I'm curious to see what happens. If the stock were to turn up from here, that would be a really positive sign. If the stock, of course, breaks through its support line, that's really bad news. So it's a stock that I would wait and watch and see what happens. I can tell you that there are probably lots of other places I would put money to work first before I go into Abbott Labs, including names in the sector. If you'd like to know which names we're looking at, definitely give us a call. Our phone number is 732-223-9000. The next name on Dorfman's list is Kimberly-Clark, which makes a lot of paper products. Kimberly-Clark, the symbol is KMB. The stock trades around $63 right now. And this stock actually, the chart looks okay in the sense that it had a quadruple top break this summer at 64, got up to 67, and now it's pulled back to that 63-64 level. An important area to watch is if the stock were to break below $60, that would be a pretty serious violation. That would be a quadruple bottom break. After that, you've got support at $55, but it looks like an okay place to put money. It does pay a dividend now. It yields around 4%. I still think that there's better places to put money to work. Keep an eye on Kimberly-Clark, KMB. Their earnings come out in a week on January 24th. The stock is on a relative strength sell signal versus the market. So, again, there's probably other places I would look to put money to work. The next stock on Dorfman's list is a company called Tell Labs. Tell Labs, the symbol TLAB, this stock was a real high flyer through the 90s. But when the tech bubble burst in late 99, early 2000, Tell Labs was one of the victims. And this stock, which had been a real high flyer, now trades at $7.21. TLAB is the symbol. And the stock seems to be pretty fairly priced here. It did stick its nose out above the overhead resistance line, which had been in place for about 4 years. So it broke through a long-term overhead resistance line last April, just in time for the market to go into its summer swoon, and the stock went along with it. The stock got up to about $9, and it has really struggled since. It's now sitting at a double bottom at 6.5. A move to 6 would mean a new sell signal. You've got support at $5. The stock is on a relative strength buy signal versus the overall market. They are coming out with earnings next week on the 25th. I still think, though, that there's other places that I would put money to work first. And that seems to be the overriding difference between the way Dorfman manages money and the way we manage money for our clients. What Dorfman is trying to do is he's trying to buy value plays. These are companies that are trading at a severe discount to their normal valuations or a severe discount to the market in general. If you read through his article, he talks about how he didn't like Abbott Labs because it traded at a high PE multiple for years. Now that PE multiple has come in, he finds it to be a good value. Remember, value managers are trying to buy their assets at pennies on the dollar, and they want to be extremely patient. In some cases, you're going to find value managers that will sit on a stock for years, and they'll just wait until they get full valuation for their investment. We tend to look at companies that are in a positive trend. A lot of times when I'll pull up a chart when a client asks me, hey, take a look at XYZ, we'll look at a chart, and if it's trading in a negative trend, meaning it's trading, it's under its overhead resistance line, I'm inclined to dismiss the stock because it's hard to break through that overhead resistance line. I want to own charts that are trading in positive trends. Doesn't mean I'm going to rule out every single chart that's trading in a negative trend, but understand it's really hard to swim upstream. And when the trend is moving down, it's really hard to make money. The last name on Dorfman's list this week was actually on his list last week. It's a company called Fuel Systems Solutions. The symbol is FSYS. Stock trades at $30. That's where it was last week. The stock is on a relative strength sell signal versus the market. The monthly momentum has flipped negative. Additionally, the stock in December broke a triple bottom at 32. It also broke its support line here at $30. This chart looks terrible, and I just wouldn't touch something like this. I know that the stock is quite volatile. It does move around. To give you an example, in 2009, at the end of the year, the stock was at 31 in November. It got up to 52 by December. By the end of February, just 2 or 3 months later, the stock was down to $27. So this is definitely a volatile stock. There's about 10 analysts that follow it. They flip very frequently between buy, sell, and hold. So this is not for the faint of heart. I just think that there's better places to put money to work. And when we see triple bottoms and support line breaks, that's really a situation that we don't want to get involved in. Again, we want to stress to our listeners that we are not making recommendations on these stocks. These are recommendations put out by John Dorfman, who's a private money manager and a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg News. We do encourage you to always consult with your investment advisor before you make a decision to buy or sell. If you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact us. You can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's M-U-L-L-O-O-L-Y.net. Or you can also call us. Our phone number in New Jersey is area code 732-223-9000. We thank you for listening, and we will talk to everybody again next week.